Many of the tankers that have made it through the busy shipping channel since the start of the conflict more than 6 weeks ago have been bound for China. With the details, here's our China correspondent, Laura Bicker.
China's foreign ministry has once again called for a ceasefire and for restraint on all sides and for safe passage for all ships through the Strait of Hormuz during its regular briefing today. It is my understanding, and it has been reported, that China is trying to work behind the scenes to push Tehran toward the negotiating table. But these words come against a backdrop of yet another foreign leader, this time the Prime Minister of Spain, visiting Beijing. In the last few months alone, we've had the leaders of Britain, of Germany, of Finland, of Canada, all here trying to do a deal with China. And when it comes to Spain, the most vocal critic in Europe against US and Israeli actions in Iran has been Pedro Sanchez, and he did so again. Today, when he met with President Xi, he pushed China to take a bigger role on the world stage and to push for international order. For his part, President Xi said that chaos abounds and that the international order was crumbling. All of this comes as President Xi is positioning himself against the US as a stable power, a stable global power that is peaceful and is able to be a beacon of stability in the world. And I think when it comes to the likes of peace talks, Beijing wants to stay on the sidelines. It won't want to wade too far into any kind of conflict. It does have this policy of non-interference, so its leverage over Iran is limited.